The Gemara Masechta Bab Metzia Daf Chav Gimel Mabeis teaches us Amar Yehuda Meshmul Behanitlas Mili in the following three situations Avidi Rabbanan de Mishanah B'Melayu. Tamid Chachamim sometimes change the words, they don't say what seems to be the truth. B'Masechta U'B'Puriyu B'Shpiza. And the Mefarshim go at great length to discuss what are each one of these subjects that are discussed in this Gemara. The first issue that's mentioned is Masechta. So the Mefarshim, there are many different Pshatim in the Rishonim and in the Achronim, how to explain Masechta. Rashi explains that if somebody asks someone else if he knows a certain halacha or not, the halacha is if he knows a certain Masechta, he should say that he doesn't know it, even though he does know it. Why? Because it shows anava. It shows modesty. And actually, and Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Tuf Kuf Samchei Sif Vov. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hamasana Mefarsim Atzma Lacherim L'shtabech Shumasana. Somebody is fasting and he brags to others that he's doing so, Hunene Shalkach. So the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Zayin there points out that this is only because the person himself initiated this statement by saying that he's fasting. But what would be the halacha if he was asked? Then he may respond that he's fasting. But, says the Magen Avraham, that even though he didn't initiate the statement that he's fasting, still, says the Magen Avraham, that it's appropriate, it's midas chassidus, that even if he doesn't begin it, the conversation, but if he's asked, he should say that he's not fasting, because of the midas hanava. Deit Yosef explains that what does Rashi mean here by saying that midas hanava, modesty dictates that the person should, the modesty dictates that he should be not say that he learned it, that either he should say I learned it and I forgot it, or he should say that he never learned it at all. As Tosfos here, Divrei HaMaskil B'Masechta, that the Gemara Masechta Gedushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph teaches us V'Shinantam Shei Divrei Torah Mechudadim B'Picha Shemishach Adam Al Tadhangi V'Taim Eloi Elam Emelaya Miyad, that a person has to have Divrei Torah sharp on his tongue. So answers Tosfos, that's only by referring to a situation. If somebody is coming to ask you a shaila and halacha, or somebody's coming to learn from you, so that is appropriate that you should answer. But if somebody's just coming to see if you learned something, modesty dictates that you should say no. Rebbein Chanano says different pshat. He says, closer to what's relevant to our sugya. Normally, we know if somebody says something which is not true, he's considered a shakrin. Here, if somebody says that he doesn't know a masechta, he won't be considered a shakrin. Similar to what the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, Daftalam and Aleph, the Lamad L'Shoincha Loime En Yedeya, person should get accustomed to saying any day, I don't know, even in a situation where perhaps he does know. The Rambam in Hilchas Gzeila, Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, has a different approach. He says, Pshat is, that if somebody is learning Masechta Nida, and he says, I don't know it, because he doesn't want people to ask him Shilas and Hilchas Nida, he's not considered a Shakrin. So ask the Taurus Chaim the same question that Tosfos asks on Rashi's Pshat. Doesn't the Taurus have Vishinantum she divrei Taurim mechudadim beficha? So he answers, certainly a Talmud Chacham who's a Rav, a Paisik, has to be able to answer all questions and cannot look for excuses to avoid answering the questions. Here we're talking about an individual who doesn't have that position. And therefore, says the Rambam, he can make up this excuse. Says the Sma, in Simen Reish Samech Beis, Sifkot Mam Dalet, that the nafkamina between the Pshat of Rashi and the Pshat of the Rambam is that according to Rambam, there's no mitzvah to say that you don't know this. You're allowed to do it if you don't want to answer the question, and as we just explained, it's not your position, not your job to answering the question. According to Rashi, there's a mitzvah to say Eini Yodea because it represents modesty. And the Mefarshim bring Rayas to Pshat of Rashi. The Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Ayin Zayin Omebeis, says that Kshenichnas Rabbi Shua ben Levi Lagan Eden, Omelay Rav Shimber Yechoy, Niras HaKeshes B'Yamecha, he asked him, was the rainbow ever visible during your lifetime? Omelay Hein. So he said, yes. Says the Gemara, that's not true. The rainbow was never visible during the lifetime of Rabbi Shub ben Levi. He just didn't want the people should say, oh, he was such a big tzaddik, and in his chus, there was never a rainbow. So that's why he said what he said. So we see from here that out of modesty, a person, even the Olam HaEmes, is allowed to say something that's not true. The Ben Yoyada brings a raya to the Pshat of Rashi from a Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says there, by Yonasan Ben Amram, that Rabbeinu asked him, Karisa, did you learn Chumash? Omaloy Lav. Shanisa, did you learn Mishnais? And he said, no. And again, what do we see? That he was doing it out of modesty. But some of Farshim say that raya is not a compelling raya because he was concerned that if he would admit that he was a Talmud Chacham, they would give him great kavod. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, Kol Anena Mekavod HaTorah, Noitel Chayiv Min Olam. So he wanted to avoid being put into that position. The Chiddush Yegoinim in the Ein Yaakov brings a different pshat. He says, let's say, interesting shaila l'alocha l'maisa, let's say somebody decided that he's going to begin learning a certain mesechta, or he's going to begin learning a certain shiur, he's going to begin learning daf yomi, and then he changes his mind and realizes that a different mesechta would be better for him to learn. A different limud would be better for him to learn. Even though normally there's a rule, midvasheket tirchak, here, says the Gemara, according to the Yeyayam, that's not considered midvash shakaterchak. The reason he's doing what he's doing is because it's better for his learning, and since it's better for his learning, he's allowed to do whatever is better. He's allowed to do whatever is better for his learning. The Ein Yaakov has a whole different approach to this entire Gemara. The Gemara here says, as we're going to be learning, that there are three places where Talmidei Chachamim allowed to say something which seems not to be truth. Masechta, Ushpiza, Purya, and Ushpiza. So says the Ein Yaakov that the Gemara here is referring to Talmidim, Yeshiva Talmidim, who go to learn in a different yeshiva out of town. And when they come back home, the other Bachurim in town ask them, how is the experience in the yeshiva? Now the answer that they're going to give is extremely critical. If they give a positive answer, then the other Bachurim will want to go to learn yeshiva. If they give a negative answer, that will discourage those other Bachurim in town to want to go learn in yeshiva. So therefore, when they ask them, Masechta, was it hard to learn? They're allowed to say, no, it was very geschmack, it was no problem learning. When they ask him about Purya, and when they ask him about the dormitory, where they sleep, they're allowed to say the dormitory is great, even though it's not that great. And the same thing is the shpiza. How's the food in the yeshiva? Even though maybe the food in the yeshiva is not that great, they're allowed to answer that the food was great in order to encourage more Bachurim to go learn Torah.